going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. Make sure you're tuned in, too, on YouTube.com/1210WPHT. In a moment, we'll play you this interviewer just asking Jalen Hurts at the Big Time Gala. Remember the 100 most influential? Remember that whole fun thing on Thursday? So last night, if he's going to the Eagles at the White House, and we're a bit unclear if all the Eagles will go or not, and if not, why not? So we'll play that for you here in a moment. Bill O'Reilly coming up at 12:15 today. We'll talk with him because News Nation has quite a coup. They have President Trump coming on Wednesday with Bill O'Reilly, Chris Cuomo, and Stephen A. Smith. Now that is going to be, and O'Reilly's the one that convinced Trump to come on. And look, Trump, again, was out there with a press gaggle again today. We told you yesterday he's going to do an interview. The most consequential president with The Atlantic, the Goldberg guy. I mean, who does stuff like this? Certainly not presidents like Joe Biden. That's putting yourself in harm's way, so to speak. But there's quite a reward by doing. All right, Henry, we have that one. Here's Jalen Hurts. I don't know who the reporter is, but just an innocent question. Now, Hurts sometimes just doesn't want to answer stuff. I'm not sure exactly why. Here's the exchange at the Time 100 Most Influential People by a reporter asking, are you going to the Eagles at the White House?
Are you planning on visiting the White House next week?
Got it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
So, is it a state secret? Is it he's cautious about stuff? Before, he's done stuff in a sports realm that is kind of curious as far as just cliches and nothing. But just asking, do you think some Philadelphia Eagles still will not go to the Trump celebration at the White House?
You think he's not going?
Well, you know, why in the world wouldn't you just say, of course I'm going?
Because I look at this from a PR publicist standpoint, right? And when you individualize a question such as this, I feel like you've got to stake a flag on one way or the other. It's a lose-lose situation. But when you're with a team, you can go and essentially go with that team and say, hey, look, you know, I was with the team. We went to the White House, and there you go.
I got to be blunt. It's sickening.
I guess he could say that up front, though, couldn't he, right?
What's the problem with this guy?
Well, it's again, from a publicist standpoint or from a PR standpoint, you look over at WrestleMania that just happened this past weekend, and throughout the week they had to do a they have like a Super Bowl kind of media avails where they have interviews with their wrestlers, and Roman Reigns, one of the faces of the company, was asked about Trump and said, you know, he really likes Trump. Trump's doing great for the country, and there's others that said so, and there are allegations. And if you look at Reddit, which is a left leaning site, but if you look at a lot of the internet dirt sheets, a lot of the bad ratings for WrestleMania and the negative negativity around it is because of the political nature of the interviews leading up to it. So,
well, the bottom line is, though, if all he has to say, I'm going, the Philadelphia Eagles have accepted, I'm the quarterback, we're honored. I just get tired.
You're right.
Of it. You know,
you're
it
right.
Just,
no, you're,
it's just, I don't even know.
What's the worst that could happen if he said that?
Right. Yeah. What in the world? I thought we were through this and we agreed that it's a different day here. The relationship is somewhat better than it was before. We talked about Malcolm Jenkins was here. I remember talking about Malcolm Jenkins would have had his ear. He does want to hear about reforms, Black Americans. He did a lot of that stuff. Instead, because of that, apparently they didn't go. So, again, I think he's going. We know the Eagles are going. I don't know if certain players won't go. But my God. You know, is there a strategy here? I can't be like I'm cozying up to Trump by saying, I'm thrilled to go. When you get to the White House, that's all you have to say. It's not Trump, it's the Auburn. Or if they ask a follow-up question, just say, I'm not talking politics. We're there to celebrate football, winning that. That's it. That's all that has to be said. So I haven't heard any. I just saw this on AOL online today, and then it verified that was accurate. That's from Time, from the 100 influential people that he was voted on. We'll see if they go. And if they do, good for them, good for Trump. I don't think there's going to be any antagonism. But if some of them don't, here we go again. I'll bet you
a pizza they all go.
Okay, well, I would say they don't. I mean, I don't know how many players it is. That's 53 people. Yeah, we can bet that because
I'll say 95% of them go. Maybe they have some sicknesses, you know, got a couple with the flu.
Oh, my God.
Including players no longer with the team? Like a Josh Sweat?
Yeah.
Well,
they're going to go
yeah.
or not go?
No, well, they don't have to go. If they want to go, I guess they're champions.
How does it usually work if a player goes to a new team?
I don't know. We don't know.
Well, we're just talking about players that are here. And again, that we even have to do this, it doesn't happen with other presidents that I have any much recollect. It's wrong. It's just wrong not to answer that question. It's just stunning to me. It's not a hard question. Just say, yes, the whole team's going. Any follow-up, just say, hey, we're not talking politics here. I'm here to talk about Time and the work that I'm doing, and Time recognize me. And there, we're celebrating winning Super Bowl. I'm sure we could talk football with the president. Stuff like that. I mean, this guy's done thousands of interviews. And it's a reporter. I wanted people to see it on YouTube because I don't think this is a reporter that's pressing him. She gives up and just says, okay.
Oh, she has no press.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a...
he just clearly looks uncomfortable and she backs off.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anybody that, all right, they're grilling him, you know, and you don't like that. I get that. Okay, that's one thing. The Pope's funeral is tomorrow. I don't know if you saw this or you didn't, but I don't think it should be covered up. What the heck is wrong with the Catholic Church mentality? We haven't talked about it in a while, the priest scandal. One of the reasons it doesn't go away is they don't do the right thing. So tomorrow, there's a ceremony, the closing of the coffin, and it's prestigious in that it's a select group. I don't even know if they all put their hand on it, but they stand around the coffin, and they are the officials that do it. As I understand it, most of them are cardinals. But tomorrow, they're going to let Cardinal Michael Mahoney, and I remember this guy, he was the Cardinal of Los Angeles, ran the Archdiocese for 25 years, and then he got caught up in covering up literally hundreds of cases of priests involved in the pedophile scandal. So much so that they kicked him out, And the cardinal that took over, the archbishop at least, said he's to have no clerical functioning and no public appearances as a Roman Catholic cleric. So why in the world would they have them close the casket? And the excuse from the Vatican is he's closing the casket because of seniority. He's now 89.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm reading right from the directive. So again, this organization, it's not just this past pope that we had antagonism toward. And it's not the average priest. But the hierarchy is just amazing. There is no way I can imagine the pain of people, thousands of them, that suffered from that system with the priest. Some of them we've interviewed over the years said, your soul was stolen by what went on here. No one would listen to them. Dan and I got the key guy on here several times. He was also abused. They passed the law. The woman who ran the Secretary of State was so busy getting Joe Biden elected, she didn't do her job, and we still don't have their day in court. What are they going to feel when they see this over the weekend? And Mahoney, particularly those in L.A., is standing there with this honor. Well, it's seniority. This group doesn't get it. They're not going to get it. And it makes it very hard. I mean, they may be doing well around the world. But in my view, I don't think they're doing well in America. Because enough people are saying, no, I've had it with these guys. I've had it with them. They're fraudulent. All right, coming up, Bill O'Reilly, quite a coup. He has President Trump coming on News Nation with O'Reilly, Cuomo, and Stephen A. Smith. We'll get the inside on that on Talk Radio 1210. All
right. At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming up, Bill O'Reilly momentarily here. I mean, can you imagine O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, Chris Cuomo, and President Trump? I don't know how long they have him on News Nation on Wednesday night. We'll find out momentarily here. But O'Reilly quarterbacking that. And Trump, I mean, he's doing the Atlantic. He did another gaggle yesterday on the lawn of the White House. And Bill O'Reilly's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Well, Bill, congratulations on convincing Trump to do it. I couldn't agree more. Nobody's going to have a better time and slice of this than the three of you and Trump together. That's made for TV watching.
Yeah, we're going to come at it at a informational, not confrontational. But it wasn't hard to convince the president to do it. I think that he has been extremely open with the press. Every day he's got the what they call a gaggle in the Oval Office. He even gave a interview to that Atlantic magazine nitwit. So he's not afraid. But I do believe that he wants to control the venues. And this one is a town hall with a lot of different elements to it on News Nation Wednesday night. But I'm happy he's going to be there, and hopefully we'll make some headlines.
I think so. I mean, of course, with you, you've done all kinds of events with him, but I'm going to be interested to see Stephen A. Smith's approach with this. And I think, as you said, it'll be more informational, or it'll be Smith saying, help me to understand why you're doing this or this major decision you made.
Yeah, and I'm the bouncer. I'm not a guest
right
on this News Nation town hall. I'm the co-anchor, and it's a big difference. So I do guest appearances on that network on Monday and Wednesday, and I answer the questions that are posed, just as I do with you, Dom. And that's that. But when I'm in charge, then the whole tone is different. So Chris Cuomo will be the co-anchor. But I'm the guy that's bringing in the president. So if there's any disrespect, which I can't imagine there would be, but if it happened, I would step in. And that'll be the tone of the entire 2 hours, which will make it much different than what everybody sees on television news every night.
Wait a minute. Sorry, Bill. Trump's going to be on. President Trump's going to be on 2 hours?
No, but after he leaves,
okay, right.
Then we'll obviously okay. The town hall will kick in to discuss what he said in his 100 days. And, you know, if somebody does attack him in a way that I believe is not fair, then that person has to deal with me.
Absolutely. So tell me what intrigues you the most out of the 100 days. I will tell you, we broadcasted the White House on Wednesday. And you know how it goes. Sometimes they give you great guests, sometimes they don't. It was a radio row of just a few people, Bill. But we lucked out, and one of the hidden gems, I think of consequence, it was the day after RFK dropped the food stuff, the dyes in the food industry. And the guests we had were FDA head and some of these others. But we had on this woman that's one of the leaders that through RFK Jr., these mothers are drawn to the Trump side because of all this food stuff in kids. Well, what's your eye on that you think is something not talked about enough, maybe?
Well, I don't think we're going to do that because we have to get on the record the major stories that affect everybody. So that would be the tariffs economy, the border immigration, Putin, Ukraine. Those are the top three that are just on fire right now. So that's out of the gate. Then afterward, depending on what he says, where he goes with his discourse, then we'll follow up. I don't think I'm going to get into the food stuff with him. I think it's important, however, very important. But at this point, you know, he has got Donald Trump is losing popularity in the country. And it's all about the stock market. So we have to define whether there were mistakes made, whether he would do it differently if he had to do the Liberation Day thing over again, that kind of stuff. Very micro down into what can we expect. And I don't know what he's going to say. I don't give questions out in advance. I never do that.
Right.
But I got to get a broad spectrum of emotion. That's a key word, emotion. Because people in this country are very emotional right now. When you lose money, when you mess with people's money, they get emotional.
Well,
that's what this is all about.
I'm one of them, Bill, because that's the part I even think that's why he's losing popularity, because on a lot of the other things, he's winning. Immigration, it's mostly a win. Bill, what's your sense, though, of why would we take on both the friendly, so-called friendly countries, push back on them heavily, and do it with China at the same time? Don't you have to clear the decks in his mind anyhow to do something with the friendly countries to show there's some reciprocity? When that's settled, then you move on China.
Trump likes shock and awe.
Right.
Always liked it. Believes it's a very effective deal-making tool that you create pandemonium with your opposition. And it's easier to get them to agree to what you want, or at least part of what you want. That's what the tariff thing was. That's what the border thing was. That's what the DEI thing is. It's all shock and awe. It's all blow it up first, knock it down, and then we'll build from there. But on the tariff front, what the president and his advisors didn't realize was that the market, the stock market, doesn't really play politics. It's not a political thing like the border, like DEI. What the market plays is uncertainty. Once chaos enters into the economic realm, the market goes down every time. Now, I don't know whether President Trump has advisors that know that. I certainly suggested to him that he not do it all at once. I said get Canada and Mexico because they're fairly easy deals to have.
Right.
Then go to EU, then go to China. Because then you'll box China in with deals that you already have. But the president chose to do shock and awe.
Bill, also at this time, the president is in Rome now, the Pope. I haven't heard you talk about this. You may be aware, we just told listeners this, that when they closed the Pope's coffin, and you think we're over with the pre-scandal, Mahoney, you probably had somebody go out there and try to interview him, or you went after him. The former cardinal, who was essentially defrocked in L.A., will be one of the people chosen to close his coffin. They say it's a seniority thing.
Right. The only thing I can think of here, and I'm not really plugged into the Vatican or that culture, is that Catholic doctrine dictates forgiveness, mercy on the sinner. I've got to assume that Mahoney, who was disciplined in a tremendously embarrassing way his whole career, and he was, you know, humiliated, as well he should have been, I can only surmise that he has been very, he has asked for forgiveness, perhaps from the Pope himself, because he would have access there. That's the only thing I can surmise, Don, but I'm just guessing there.
Okay. So, Bill, on your front, in addition to News Nation, what is coming up with Bill O'Reilly? What else are you working on right now at BillO'Reilly.com?
Well, we've shifted into a worldwide news presentation now because we are the most successful independent television news operation in the world. And you probably missed this on Wednesday, but I got scolded by the president of Malaysia. This
okay.
is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. See, most news consumers in America, on television at least, are older people. The average age of the Fox News viewer is 78. They are linear people. They just sit down and do what they've done their whole lives. But the younger people, they are in social media. They're at BillO'Reilly.com. They're at YouTube. They're consuming their news through that portal. My news organization has exploded worldwide. So I said in a commentary that President Xi of China visiting Vietnam, Cambodia, and Malaysia was ridiculous because those countries don't have any money. They can't buy Chinese stuff. So she was like, going, oh, yeah, we'll replace the American market with Cambodia and Malaysia. Come on.
Yeah.
So after that commentary, the president of Malaysia, Ibrahim, gives an interview to a Kuala Lumpur newspaper. It says, O'Reilly is a racist and a colonialist.
Well, we knew that. So what's his point? Yeah, we know all
know
that.
I didn't know I was a colonialist.
Well, come on. Wait a minute. Show. Long Island, you guys are driving off all those Indian names there now, right? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So I was amused by it, but I then did a follow-up report where I said, you know what the per capita income in Malaysia is? Of course, nobody knows.
Right.
$5,000. That's it. You can't buy the dopey hat if you're only making $5,000. Okay? Point. Counterpoint. So you can call me any name you want, but I'm in the fact business. So we turn out 4 television broadcasts a week. A daily message of the day, a weekly column, and it goes all over the world. And that's what I told President Trump. I said, 10 minutes after you get off News Nation, Putin will have the entire transcript of your interview in his lap. Because News Nation, it's tied right into their social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And that's the changing world in which we live. And I'm lucky because 8 years ago, I started this enterprise. It's always been successful. It's always made a ton of money. But now we are everywhere. And I got to be even more responsible and more aware of what I say.
Absolutely. Well, look, I can tell, and I would too, Bill, that's a feather in your hat. That's on the resume. When the guy in Malaysia takes the point to go after O'Reilly and out you as a colonialist. You can't ask for better than that.
I know. I mean, and I'm just sitting here going, I had to look up colonialist just to make sure, but I really, Dom, I don't want to conquer Philadelphia. I'm okay in New York. I don't need the Commonwealth. You know, I'm not moving on Connecticut.
You got it all. Well, Bill, what time does the town hall start on Wednesday?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
2-hour town hall, Wednesday evening, April 30th. We'll kick it off hard with the president, and it's going to be an event.
Absolutely.
And believe me, I'm going to be the bouncer in this event, which makes it worth watching.
We will be watching and hopefully talking with you about it in the aftermath. Bill, thanks so much. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Bill O'Reilly here. All right. So Stephen A. Smith, Dan, going to ask a fact based. Oh, you're on the doing something.
Oh, no, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Yeah. Is Stephen A. Smith? I mean, I've had O'Reilly come after me. I told this story many times.
Yeah.
He couldn't get Tom Corbett on. He brings me on because I did the Tom Corbett show with him.
Uh huh.
And the first go round, they said you can, you know, really fight back. The second go round, you got to let him take some shots, and he's going
oh,
after
come
him
on,
like,
no.
Like I'm enabling Tom Corbett.
What are you going to tie your hands behind your back? Like,
well,
you want punches?
The guy that does the big news, the guy that Rogue thinks is so handsome, John Roberts. Since I'm not a national figure,
wait, don't bury that. Why Rose?
Oh yeah,
John she,
oh yeah, he is an attractive guy. Yeah, he's got great hair, even all gray.
She loves that hair,
and he has great skin. Just saying. So they put him on the set because you need to balance and have a national figure. And O'Reilly starts attacking him. And John Roberts is just some news guy there. All right. So 855-839-1210.
He does have really good hair.
Oh, he does.
I just pulled it up. Yeah.
That should be a great event. Particularly, I want to see Stephen
Kinda
A. Smith.
Has a vibe similar to yours, Dom. I could see why Roe is attracted to John Roberts. She has a type. She does have a type.
Yeah, there you go. It's
yeah.
The hair.
Yeah. And yeah. The gray, he likes a gray suit, it seems.
She likes the dimples. Roe's a big dimples.
Is that what
thing.
It
Don't
is?
Don't ask me why. I don't think most women are dimples, you know?
I mean, I could see you going toe-to-toe with Stephen A. and blowing him out of the water, to be quite honest, you know?
Well, in sports, it would be more difficult.
Oh, there's no doubt he'd own you in sports.
Not in basketball.
No, come on. You can't.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. The
you
other,
think so?
Yeah, oh, I did it already with him. back in the day. I wish I had the tape of that. It was good. I mean, it was more frightening when I had to face Rick Mahorn, who was a friend of Iverson, and I had broken in studio with Lou Tilley, and I had broken the Iverson story about with the wife and all. I got a tip from our police sources.
Ah.
And Mahorn.
That was you?
Yeah. And Mahorn was starting to stand up at one point. It was pretty nuts. Yeah.
He's bigger than I am.
Oh, yeah. He's wide. Yeah. He's massive. And I hated the way he played, too. You know, 30. So there was that.
Did you tell him that to his face?
I think in the middle.
Some after he stood up.
There may have been in the middle, you know, where you're separated by a lot there. Yeah, and I didn't like the way the Pistons played. You know, I was more with
when
Jordan.
When he was in studio, like Hot Rod from the Globetrotters, did you back him up and throw an elbow at Rick Mahorn?
No, not with him. He wouldn't be able to go along with the stunt. That guy was nice. All right, phone lines are 855. That was a great guest. Really nice guy. 855-839-1210. Let's give the side question. So, Deion Sanders' son was not drafted, and it became the theme. Well, we got the theme, too. We'll play you the opening with Clay Matthews. And several news outlets cut away from it, apparently, because of the Trump reference.
Oh, come on. Really?
I'll tell you off air, yes.
Yeah?
Here in a second, yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
But we're looking for nepotism. I don't think we've done this. Nepotism's so ripe now, the term Nepo babies is just... The last 5 years, it's that I remember we actually called it that.
Yeah.
So, Dan, we'll start with you.
So, are we just pointing out nepotism, or are we calling out bad examples of nepotism, like someone who doesn't deserve their
yeah,
job?
I think it's more of that than just nepotism that they got. For example, I have the Bushes, George Bush Sr., because his father, Prescott Bush, was the power.
Yeah.
So, he didn't have far to go, and then even easier— was George W. Bush, since George Bush Sr. was already president. So,
all right, so yeah. Some notable examples then of nepotism.
Yeah.
First one being, I talked to this with Henry yesterday. He likes this guy. I hate this guy.
Okay.
I think he's insufferable. I was watching Running Point on Netflix, and I had to stop watching me. It was terrible. But Chet Hanks, son of Tom Hanks, completely talentless. He has like this vibe where he does like a Jamaican accent, and he's like a white guy, and he's a social media darling.
Atlanta.
But because he would not have any kind of success that he's seeing now being in a Netflix series as he is if he wasn't Tom Hanks' son.
Yes, I vaguely have seen that. And Bill Maher says this, too. He says he's nepotism people in Hollywood all the time tell him, well, all it helped me was to get my foot in the door. And he goes, that's 90% of the battle.
Yeah,
getting your foot in the door. Then if you have any kind of talent, you got a shot.
So
and if your father's Tom Hanks and you have a smidgen of talent, you're really going to be
100%. Yeah. Another one I want to give because I think this guy is heck of talented, but I don't know. You might disagree, but he only probably got to where he is because of connections, as you're mentioning, and having a mother named Gloria Vanderbilt.
Oh yes,
that being Anderson Cooper. Mm.
I don't see you know, he's pretty dry to me.
He's great, man.
He's very good.
He's funny.
Covering in the field, the battlefield, and all that.
Yeah,
I give him credit for that. But day to day, that show, if he weren't connected in Anderson Cooper's name now. That wouldn't be. He's not as bad as Caitlin
Collins.
Some
people behind the scenes, and I forced Don to listen to some of Howard Stern's interview with Anderson Cooper on the way down to
Washington.
Oh, yeah. Sounded insufferable.
That's worse. The best of Stern was with the 700-pound obesity guy. That was really funny
Dr.
stuff.
Yeah, Dr. No, an impression of Dr. No, yeah.
That was funny stuff. But then with the Anderson Cooper, it's like, oh, there we go, suck it up. Yeah, it's a tough line here. I hear Hillary Clinton.
He goes talking about why he appreciates Meghan Markle and Harry because he knows Harry had a tough childhood because he relates.
Oh, my God.
Because he had Gloria Vanderbilt as a mother.
Yeah, that's indefensible. Yeah. You just can't. He had some funny stuff about his mom, but that was a tough.
Do you want me to reveal what he told about?
Drop me off the train here. Yeah.
Do you want me to reveal what he said about his mother?
About his mother, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So Gloria, as a 95-year-old woman, came to Anderson Cooper and said that she was very excited to find out that it didn't matter what age your womb was, as long as you were a healthy individual, if you were given eggs, you could carry babies. Anderson replies to his mother and says, you know, mom, you're 95. When the child is 10 years old, you know, I can only imagine that you might not be with us anymore. And she responds to him, you know, Anderson, I was actually telling you this because I thought it might be a good idea for me to carry your baby.
There you go. That was
brutal.
So he
tells a story about his mother carrying his child.
Right.
Yeah. Fascinating interview, Dom. Maybe we can invite him on to get into that sometime.
Eggs. That has everybody. Yeah. All right, Hembree, who's your nepotism?
So I'll take off two. I'm going to take off one that I like and then one that I don't.
Okay.
The one that I like is Jack Quaid, if that last name sounds familiar. Right. Yes, he is the son of Dennis Quaid. But not only that, he is also the son of Meg Ryan. He broke onto the scene in the Hunger Games movie back in 2011 as one of the mean tributes and has slowly worked his way up the Hollywood ranks. I mean, like you said earlier, it's about getting your foot in the door. This was getting his foot in the door. I think he's done a fantastic job as a Huey in the show The Boys. I think he's a fantastic actor, and I think he's got a bright future ahead of him. Someone I don't want to see again and is also a nepotism child is Dakota Johnson, who is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. I don't see it with this one. I mean, I don't know if she'll get any starring movie roles after her her flop last year in Madam Web, which is regarded as maybe one of the worst flops of the 21st century. It has to be, but top five. And I just don't like her as an actress. I don't see the appeal. I don't see the talent. And good riddance.
Okay. Sydney Sweeney, though.
All right. So
that's the only reason people went and saw that movie. It wasn't for Dakota.
Here's where this is coming from. So we have this quarterback, not drafted yet, tonight, second round, Willie, the son of Deion Sanders. Does it help him or hurt him? You would think it would help the publicity. They were talking about this guy in the top five picks at one point, the Giants, et cetera. And now the cold reality of the NFL and the way they look at things hasn't happened. So
you know it's bad when the Giants trade back up into the first round and take a quarterback that wasn't Shador as well.
Exactly. So we're looking for a classic example of a nepo baby or nepotism of some sort, you name it, particularly if you think like the Hanks kid. Might not be good. I feel, if you really want to go in the show business and your dad is Tom Hanks, that's got to be tough in its own.
I just find everything that this Czech guy does quite cringy, to be honest. Yeah,
I find it ironic, though.
Yeah.
He plays into it 100%. Yeah. He's self-aware.
Okay. So hit us with that. Also, you heard us talking with O'Reilly. I think this is going to be a fascinating thing, particularly with Stephen A. Smith, who sort of wants to pretend to be a candidate for a while longer. What will he say to Trump? I don't think he'll argue with him. I don't think it'll be like that. And I certainly don't think Cuomo will. But it's a master stroke for Trump to do this stuff, the 100 days, which will be on Wednesday. I think it's a good thing for him to do the Atlantic thing. Consequential president. Shows transparency, openness. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, let's talk about Dr. Bentz for a moment. Let's talk about my friend and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, because it is National Prostodontics Awareness Week. And the reason they have that week is to differentiate, to know the difference between a regular dentist and a board-certified prostodontist. It takes several exams over years to become board-certified. Fewer than one-half of 1% of dentists nationally are board-certified prostodontics like Dr. Bentz. The difference is this. The board-certified prostodontist is the one who can design a customized plan for your long-term oral health, give you the smile you've always dreamed of, and if something is bothering you, set up a plan to take care of it. From dental implants, the on-site digital lab, the great staff, they make Dr. Bentz the experience that's the most comfortable and convenient possible. So get the oral care you need and deserve. Remember that prostodontics, Dr. Bentz, the beautiful smile you've always wanted, visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, or call 610-272-6949. Book that appointment today, BentzDentalGroup.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show, good Friday at 855-839-1210. The Education Department says 5 million student loans are in default. In default is the language they use. I'm not sure if that means just behind or it means something happens, they're in default. Here we go again. Now, the Trump administration announced this week they are going to be garnishing wages, et cetera. And here we have, now, I'm not saying this person is typical of all people that owe money and suddenly it dawns on them. We have this woman complain. This is Cut 15. Listen to this complaint. I'll play a little bit of it, and it becomes a little bit repetitive. When she learns that they're going to garnish up to 15% of wages, that she owes a ton of money. She blames the colleges, and she can't believe that she's going to have to pay this back. Cut 15.
They about to garnish our wages. They really know how to just ruin your day. The U.S. government hates everybody here. Y'all, as of May 5th, they're taking 15% of your wages towards student loans. Y'all, I've been ignoring student loans since I've been in school. If y'all know how much I owe in student loan, y'all would think I went to school to be a lawyer. And it's a degree that wasn't even providing me a decent lifestyle. I was just living off vibes. So you mean to tell me I went to school and y'all lied to me? Y'all wanted me to go out there and do triple the work to get a degree. Y'all, I owe so much money. I'm in Texas, so we don't have state tax. 15%, oh, you might as well go ahead and add 5 more. Add 10. Because that's the state tax. I cannot believe this. I just had to pull over, y'all. My head started throbbing. I'm about to get a headache. They're doing this in a couple of weeks, y'all. I got to go do deferment. I got to go do something. Y'all, we can't get away from this. People are even already saying that their credit score has dropped from a 700-something to a 500-something. Oh, my God.
Okay, right there, Henry, stop. So the credit score has dropped. She's aware of the credit score, which is good. And the importance of that. But the student loans are treated as, well, I don't have to pay that. That's not going to happen here. All right. So the education department said they will seize wages, pensions, tax refunds to repay student loans. Now, this is going to be when this actually happens, and I think they'll do it on May 5th, that we're in 60% are not up to date. Some of them have paid almost nothing. Now, during COVID, you know, the rescinding, the constantly with Biden trying to move back on this. And we've been through this any number of times, and it always gets people going. I remember when Elizabeth Warren was running and a dad confronted her in New Hampshire and said, well, we paid up, and now you're talking about now you don't have to pay up. Where do we go? And they had no answer. There's no fairness in this. And again, we've been through this, and I said many times, if it were 20 years ago, and the pressure that you got to go to college to get into the workplace, that's one thing. But what do we say to people over the last, let's make it 5 years roughly, who still go out there and run this stuff up, like this woman? Don't think about it. Is this really going to enhance your ability to make more money? Is it worth all this stuff? A lot of this is master's degrees. It's not even, or extension of something that are driving it in addition to the undergrad. And now the day of reckoning is coming. So we've talked about how this plays out. And it'll be interesting because Trump has done better with younger voters, but it's going to impact them more than anybody. And if they actually do take out up to 15%, of your wage over that 2 weeks, whatever it is, or weekly, wow, May 5th is going to be a heck of a day of people recognizing this. There's a lot of popularity related to it, but the people who actually have the money taken out of their salary, are they going to revert to say, let's go with the Democrats? They're not going to charge me for this stuff. Somehow or another, we're going to get out of it. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. We're looking for that all-time nepotism. I see a really good one, one that I would agree with. And I have another one that I'm bipartisan on that's similar to this. Let's go to Bill in Bucks. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. Who's your nepo baby?
Well, she was a special correspondent for the NBC News back in 2011.
Right.
And she was paid $600,000 that year.
Yep.
And I don't ever remember seeing any reports from Chelsea Clinton.
She allegedly made 4 to 6 reports total for the $600,000. I would give her 4, maybe.
Any.
Yeah. Well, I know this story, so that's why I'm saying she did do, if you can call it, reports. But I would also include George W. Bush's daughter, who I think is abysmal and is on the Today Show. I mean, not as bad as Chelsea, though. That's true.
Well, apparently she's got the ratings, Jenna, yeah, apparently.
Well, I wonder about that. That's a great one, though. Chelsea Quinton, Dan, did get paid $600,000 one year. I think she may have done a couple reports here or there. That's a very good one. That is just ridiculous. 855-839-1210. You can get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Let's talk for a moment about Sicily. Talk to our guy out here about the trip. And boy, they are being overwhelmed with people that have fully bought in or have been talking because it's Sicily. They're intrigued by it. Tell us more. Well, give me the phone number. You can call Conservative Tours right now at 888-733-9494 because Talk Radio 1210 listeners, Ro and I, we're headed off to Sicily and Calabria this fall. Mediterranean Europe at its best. That's Sicily. So the best tour operator in the business, Conservative Tours, our buddy Giuseppe will be on with us again next week to give you an idea of how fabulous this is and exactly what they do. 5544, that includes airfare. The dining events are legendary. And I would say it's not just the food, the wine, the company of Talk Radio 1210 listeners, Ro and I. It's because they know the spots to really give you a sense of local characters, food, the culture. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. 888-733-9494. You'll also enjoy the Godfather Tour. That's right, all three films have shot there, and we go to all those locales, meet the folks. So you get the crown jewel of Sicily, Taormina, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples, Savoca, ancient, charming, picturesque. Do call them now. Join other listeners. Be with us. Don't put it off any longer. If you wanted to go to Italy, you want to go to Sicily, this is a big deal. 888-733-9494. All right, it's Dom time. Boy, and our side question is so appropriate. Noted fireman, well, at least pulling the fire alarm, former Congressman Jamal Bowman. Remember him? When it was going to be an advantage to shut down the vote and the government pulls the fire alarm. Commenting on the fact that Deion Sanders' son was not chosen in the first round, says the NFL does not like him because he wears gold chains and talks like a rapper. They don't care. He's a leader, intelligent, tough, and completed 77% of his passes with no O-line and no running game. He's entitled, but Eli Manning wasn't entitled when he refused to be drafted by San Diego. He's not athletic, but that didn't stop Joe Montana, Drew Brees, or Tom Brady. America continues to fear strong black men who come from means, have a strong sense of themselves without submitting to the, quote, dominant culture. Note it, draft expert Jamal Bowman. Wow. So
I do have more from Bowman.
How many Colorado games? How many Colorado games do you think he watched this year?
All right, do you have more, Dan?
I do.
Yeah, okay, here's a little more.
We all know what that is, whether we want to admit it or not, but it's not only that. It's the way Shador dresses. It's the way he talks, and it's culture, in my opinion. You see him at the draft last night. He's wearing all black. He got the ill chain on, and he talks like a rapper. And you know, I keep hearing, oh, he's entitled. He feels entitled. I don't know. It's like entitled. So like these white boys that came before him don't feel entitled. Eli Manning. When they said he don't want to play for San Diego, don't draft me. Oh, that's God. Not entitlement, but that was acceptable. That was okay for him to do that. But Shador is not entitled. Shador is just tired of being, and I don't know Shador, so let me not, you know, whatever, but I've been in those spaces before. I've been in those spaces, a lot of people don't know, I did some work with the NFL at the Combine before, back in the days, way, way back in the days.
Pull any fire alarms
like,
there.
I've been in spaces like that in education, in politics, and in sports. He's tired of being poked and prodded at every step of the process. Answering the same questions a million times. poked and prodded.
Everyone has to do that, though.
What a lot of these GMs...
I know where he's going.
Not just the GMs, the scouts, the people involved in this, these evaluations and the drafts and all that. A lot of those people, they want you as a player to submit to them in the process. Whether consciously or subconsciously, they want you to submit. They want to feel like you've submitted to them. You know? That's what they want. And Shador, you know.
All right. So, look, they're going to draft criminals. I have a cynical view of the NFL or near criminals or whatever. They want an edge. They want to win. It's not about that. They don't see him giving them that. Maybe there's a slight bit of resentment of the nepotism. That's a side question today. Yeah. All right.
He's not the physical specimen his dad was. That's what it comes down to. He's still a good quarterback.
Just, right.
Yeah.
But Jamal Bowman worked with the NFL. My God. All right. Coming up, one of our favorites on Twitter. We saw the bear. Remember that stuff with the bird feeders? You had to put them up 10 feet high in Sussex County so the bears couldn't get them. Now, I rely on her. If she says I can't outrace a bear, Dawn Fantasia, I may have to submit to that. That may be true. But she put on Twitter these trash cans that cost $400 and $500, and they were bear proof. That's how they're advertised. And what do we see? The can ripped open and trash strewn all over the place. It's quite a rage on Twitter, but I always love having her on. We'll talk about a couple of other things too. So Assemblyperson Dawn Fantasia is next. And give me your reaction to this, all this from the draft. Of course they poke and prod you. That's what the whole process is. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WP.